Ron Roddy, and welcome everyone to Test Your Luck, television's most competitive game. And now let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Beth Mills. How are you, Beth?
Just great, dear.
Yeah, where are you from, Beth?
Born in Alton, Illinois, and I live in Pasadena now.
Pasadena now. Beth, I understand that you have a particular something you do that's rather unusual. What might that be?
You're probably speaking of hot air ballooning.
No, actually, it says here that you can wiggle your ears.
Oh.
Everybody want to see Beth wiggle her ears? Okay, Beth, do it for us. Yeah, all right. Terrific. I hope you're that good and press your luck. All right, Beth, good to have you with us. And let's meet Tom Casey. How are you, Tom?
Good, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you are a bartender.
Bartender, yes,
and,
sir.
And you do singing telegrams, I understand.
Singing telegrams, huh?
It must be interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I sing, tap dance, play the kazoo, and have a good time when I do it.
Press your luck, too.
Press my luck, too.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Tom.
Thank you.
And let's meet our third player, Kimberly Power. Actually, it's Captain Kimberly Power. Hello, Captain.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Well, good. Yes.
Thank
good
you.
To have
I
a
practice.
Member of the military amongst us. Kimberly, I understand you used to work at the White House.
Yes, I did.
What did you do there?
The Nixon and Ford administrations. I worked with the cabinet, and I also did the visitor's office, state arrival ceremonies, things like that.
Must have been interesting.
It was.
Well, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. All right, players, I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins of the big Press Your Luck game board. A correct buzz-in answer gives you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer gives you one spin. The more spins you have, well, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! You'll make money, as I do every single time, except for about six times. I made $1,500. However, you can also hit a whammy. You don't want to do that because he'll take away all your money and you'll be very sad. With that in mind, are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Yes, sir.
All right, here's the first question. Today, how much does Playboy magazine pay a woman to pose as a centerfold? Beth?
$10,000.
All right, is the correct answer $10,000, $15,000, or $25,000? Tom?
I would say $25,000, Peter.
Tom goes for $25,000. Kimberly?
$15,000.
Girls, you could win over $15,000 on Press Your Luck, and you don't have to take your clothes off.
Okay.
You really don't want to. All right. Beth and Tom don't get any spins, but Kimberly picks up a big spin. Here we go with the second question. On Laugh-In, she was the Socket to Me girl, and she's also the only woman Burt Reynolds ever married. All right, Beth?
Judy Carn.
What's her name? Judy Carn. All right, is the correct answer Judy Carn, Goldie Hawn, or Ruth Buzzy?
Judy Carn, Peter.
Tom says it's Judy Carn.
It's Judy Carn.
Kimberly says Judy Carn. Laugh-In Socket to Me girl was Judy Carn, indeed. That means Beth picks up three spins for buzzing in, Tom picks up a spin, and Kimberly goes to two. Remember, until the question is finished, you can sit there and pound yourself into oblivion.
It feels good.
Yeah, okay, whatever you like. All right, here is the next question. What actor and television comic is known as the Great One? Kimberly.
Jackie Gleason.
All right, is the correct answer Jackie Gleason, Milton Berle, or Henny Youngman? Beth?
I'm going to agree with Jackie Gleason.
All right, Jackie Gleason. What do you think, Tom?
The choices again, Peter?
Jackie Gleason, Milton Berle, or Henny Youngman?
Great one. I'll agree with the ladies, Peter. The Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason. Well, the great one is indeed Jackie Gleason, of course. And away we go. Beth goes to four, Tom to two, and Kimberly jumps to five for buzzing in. And here is the fourth question. In 1978, Princess Margaret and Lord Snow... something that had not been done in British royalty since 15...
They Kimberly. Got divorced.
Since 1540, what did the Snowdens do? Kimberly said, got divorced. Is the correct answer, got a divorce, appeared on the stage, or adopted a child? Beth?
Divorced.
Divorced, says Beth. What do you think, Tom?
Divorced, Peter.
Divorced. Not since 1540 has British royalty gotten a divorce. You are right, a divorce. I think it was King Henry VIII. Beth goes to five, Tom to three, and Kimberly only deals with multiples of three and goes to eight. All right, you all have a chance to convert those spins into big Press Your Luck dollars. But don't go away, because we're coming right back to make money. Woo! right. You have now all earned a right to go at that big board. We've got $13,000 in cash up there, as well as some surprises and some whammies. So be careful. The player who ends this round with the most money will play last in the final round. And as you know, that is a big advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn. If you have a fear of the whammy, four whammies put you back in your car on the freeway, which is not where you want to be until the game is over. All right. The player with the fewest spins is Tom. With three spins, $0. You go first, Tom. Press your luck.
Big bucks. Come on. Big bucks.
Stop and go back two spaces to big bucks, $1,500. Good start, Tom. Two spins left. What's your pleasure?
Press my luck, Peter.
Press my luck, says Tom.
Big bucks again. Stop
at $300. All right, that's $1,800 for you, Tom. One spin left. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to pass it, Peter.
You are going to pass
Please.
It, and it goes to Beth or Kimberly. It is your pleasure.
I think I'll pass it to Beth.
Oh, thank
pass
you
it
very
to
much.
Beth because she wiggles her ears so nicely.
Yeah.
I know. All right, we go to Beth. Five spins, actually one in the pass column. You have to take Beth. Here, Tom, stop at $500.
Yay.
A thank you gift from Tom. Five spins that you can do whatever you want with, Beth. Ready?
Okay.
Play. $500. Move one space to Palm Springs or $200 and a spin. Where
I'll
would you rather go?
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, Beth takes, valued at $572. Three nights. $1,072. That's second place. Beth, four spins. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to pass.
Play.
You're going to play.
Stop.
Stop at home. Oh, man. Palm Springs, and the whammy picked up some snow. $0, three spins, one whammy. You can still keep going.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Stop.
Stop at another.
Oh, no.
Well, Beth, you have two whammies, no dollars, two spins. You do want to be careful about picking up a third whammy for the second round, but you have two spins. What do you want to do?
I'll pass.
Pass? Well, they go to Tom, because he's the player with the highest amount of money. Tom, there they go. There they are. You have two of them to take. $1,800
right.
is at
big
stake.
Big bucks now. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $550. You are up to $2,350. One more spin you have to take, Tom. Here, Tom.
Come on. Big buckaroos. Buckaroos. Stop.
Stop. And a whammy. That's no buckaroo. That's a whammy, Tom. $0, one whammy, no more spins. We got double zeros here. We go to Kimberly. Captain, you have $0 and eight spins. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $350.
Oh,
you're in the chips. First place, seven spins. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press.
Here she goes.
Stop.
Stop. Oh, whammy.
I got
some
for this.
This ought to do it.
You put out his fire. Maybe he's gone forever. All right, Kimberly, $0, six spins. You going to keep going?
I'm going to keep going.
Oh, sure. She got rid of him.
Stop.
Stop at $750.
Okay.
Back in the chips. Five spins left. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at a love seat recliner,
oh,
Kimberly. Valued at $989. You're up to $1,739. Four spins left. First place by $1,739.
I'm going to go for one more.
One more, she says, and here it comes. Stop at $300.
Good.
You're now up to $2,039. Three spins left. Press your luck.
I'm
going
to pass.
They go to either Tom or Beth. It is your pleasure.
Pass to Beth.
Beth. Oh, everybody likes you, Beth. You have three spins coming, two whammies. You have to take them one at a time. Let's see if you can avert the whammy. Stop at $450.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Two more. Here they come.
Stop
at a whammy. The whammy and wheel. I thought I'd seen everything. Beth, you have no dollars. More importantly, you have three whammies. That one spin that is in the past column, we're going to put in the earn column because you picked up a whammy, which means you can take that spin if you want, or you can pass it to the captain. It's up to you. You have three whammies, one more, and you're out of the game.
I'll pass it.
Pass to the captain, Kimberly. One spin you have to take. Turnabout is fair play. $2,039. Let's see if you can hold on to first place. You can. Oh, everyone. Whammy. Oh, off he rolled with everyone's money. No dollars for anyone. No one has an advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises right after this word. Players, I've got four more questions, and that means four more golden opportunities to earn some spins, and these spins in this round can be worth as much as $5,000. The player who ends this round with the most money gets to take it all home and come back again next time, all right? Also, the player with the most spins, since we have no money, will play last in the final round, and that's where the advantage is, okay? You ready for your first question?
Ready. Yes,
all right. According to the Book of Beths, the less of this color you have in your diamonds, the more valuable they are. What color is it, Kimberly?
Yellow.
Yellow is the correct answer. Yellow, blue, or gray, Beth?
I'll agree with yellow.
Yellow, says Beth. Tom?
I'll agree also, Peter.
Yellow. The more valuable your diamonds, the less yellow color they have indeed. Beth picks up a spin. Tom picks up a spin, and the captain picks up three for buzzing in. Here we go with number two. What part of your body will be forever changed by rhinoplasty?
Kimberly? Your nose.
Your nose. Is it the correct answer, your nose, your ears, or your teeth? Beth?
I'll agree with nose.
Nose, says Beth. What do you think?
Tom? Nose, too, Peter.
Nose. Rhinoplasty, of course, changes your nose. Right. Beth goes to two. Tom goes to two. And Kimberly is at six. Third question. If you're an average adult, how many calories will you burn up today? Kimberly?
1,500.
1,500 is the correct answer. 1,500, 2,000, or 2,500? Beth?
I'll say 2,000.
Beth says it's 2,000, Tom.
I'll agree with the 2,000, Peter.
2,000. The average person burns 2,000 calories a day and probably eats 4,000. Beth goes to three. Tom goes to three. Kimberly sits at six. Here is the fourth and final question. This Boeing airplane kicked off America's jet age 25 years ago and made its last scheduled passenger flight this fall. What's the number of America's first jet airliner, Beth?
727.
Right, is the correct answer 727, 707, or 737, Tom?
I'll agree, Peter. I'll agree with 707. I'll agree with Beth.
Well, you have to tell me what you want to, you know, rather than agreeing, give me the answer that you want to have. Beth said 727.
Peter, I'm going to say 727.
727, says Tom. Kimberly?
I'm going to say 707.
707. Well, our first jetliner was indeed a 707. That's what I was trying to clear up, Tom. All right. Beth stays at three, Tom stays at three, and Kimberly goes to seven. And all our players will be taking those big spins to that big board to decide who the winner's going to be in First You Up. So stick with us. We're coming back. There are dollars up there, trust me, and you really get to keep it. So you can go for it again. There's 50,000 up there. In fact, there's one prize that's worth more than $5,000. Don't forget the whammy. I don't think you will. It's up there to take away more of your money. And let's take a look at your dollar totals. Very easy. Everyone has $0. So we're going to go with the rule of the most spins plays last. That means, Kimberly, you have the advantageous position of playing last. Tie between Beth and Tom with spins three apiece. Player to my left goes first, Beth. You have the distinction of pressing your luck first. You have three whammies, Beth. Remember, one more whammy puts you out of the game. Three spins. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get some money and no whammies.
Stop
it. $1,000 and a spin, Beth. You're in first place with $1,000. You still have three spins and three whammies.
I'll play.
Going again? Here she goes.
Stop
it. Move one space to $2,500 or $500 and a spin.
I'll take $2,500.
$2,500, says Beth. That's $3,500 for you, Beth. You're in first place. Two more spins. Three whammies. You're going to go again. Okay. Gutsy move. $2,000. $5,500, Beth, and you have one more spin. Are you going to chance it or pass it?
I got to go for it.
Going to go. $5,500 and three whammies. Whoa, what a move. Stop at a whammy and Beth. Beth, I'm sorry. You went for it, lost, came up short. Four whammies, you're out of the game. Tom, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Peter.
Here we go with three spins, $0.
Big bucks now, big bucks. Stop!
Stop at $1,400. All right, Tom, you're now in first place. Press your luck or pass.
I'd like to press my luck, Peter.
All right, I hope you do. Here we go.
Big bucks.
Stop at $500, up to $1,900. One spin left, Tom. What's your pleasure?
Play, Peter, play. Big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. Big bucks. Tom, you're up to $3,400. Let's see if that holds up, because we're going to go to Captain Kimberly Power with $0 and 7 spins. Are you ready, Captain?
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, looking for big bucks.
Stop!
Stop at $500. Second place to $3,400 of Tom. 6 spins, here we go.
Come on, Tom. Stop!
Stop for $750. Up to $1,250. 5 spins left. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
Okay.
Stop!
Stop at $2,000. $3,250. You have $150 less than Tom. 4 spins left.
Peter, I've got to go.
Okay.
Stop
at $2,500. Yes. You are now in first place with $5,750. You have $2,350 more than Tom. 3 spins left. Press your left.
I'm going to go.
It's going to go.
Stop
at $750. You're up to $6,500. That is $3,100 more than Tom. You have 2 more spins, Kimberly. What are you going to do here?
Play,
says Kimberly. Here it comes.
Stop
at $1,400. Yes. You now have $7,900. That is $4,500 more than Tom. One final spin, Kimberly. You can either take it yourself or pass it. It goes to Tom. Tom, $3,400. Kimberly, $7,900. That is $4,500 less than Kimberly. You're going to need to pick up more than $4,500 to win the game, or something that gives you an additional spin if you get something less than $4,500. If not, Kimberly is the champion for today. Are you ready, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Kimberly?
Peter.
Here we go. The big spin.
Okay, big bucks. We need it now.
Stop at $1,000 and a spin. It's not over, Tom. You have $4,400. The one spin you picked up goes in the earn column, which means you have $3,500 less than Kimberly. You can go for it yourself in hopes that you pick it up, or you can pass it to Kimberly. If she whammies, you win.
It's all mine, Peter.
All yours, Tom. Here we go.
Come
Kimberly, here we
big
go.
Big bucks, one time. Just one time. Big bucks. Stop!
Stop at $2,250, and that is not enough, Tom. Kimberly is the champion with $7,900. Congratulations, Kimberly. We'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this message.